being frustrated with that. And but you know, for some reason, it didn't kill the communication completely. You know, we still prayed as a family, because I remember when the kids got older, like high school, like I didn't sit on Joel's bed anymore. Like with Brittany, we'd pray, but then I'd go in her bedroom and I'd talk to her, and I'd sit on the edge of her bed, or I'd lay down next to her, and we'd talk and talk and talk, and I'd rub her back and, you know, play with her hair and stuff, and just a really great time of openness. And that's how we've been bonded. But then I remember going into Joel's room and I'd sit on the floor, because I wasn't allowed to sit on his bed anymore because it was weird. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. I don't want him to be used to a girl sitting close to him. I like it to be uncomfortable. That's fine. I'll stay on the floor. And but we'd still talk. And but you know what? Life did get busy with basketball. And I'll never forget a few years ago him preaching from the pulpit and confessing sin. And all I could think of is, where was I? Did we have dinner that day? That's all I could think of when he confessed sin. All I could think of was, did we sit at the dinner table that night? Did he have a look in his eye of guilt and I didn't see it? That's how I responded to his sin. But you know, the truth is, no, you probably didn't have dinner that night. He probably had basketball practice, and you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's the truth about the teenage years. And it stinks, but it is what it is. But I do know that every Sunday at 9 o'clock, he got to stay up late on Sunday so he and I could watch X-Files. And that was our bonding time. I remember trying to take him out to Friendly's to eat dinner one time, but that didn't work because we sat down, we ate, and he said, okay, I'm done. You want to go? I thought, well, that was a big waste of money. We went and we ate and we left. He was not a face-to-face person, so that's not how you spend time with Joel. It was like, driving in the car was how we talked, me and Joel, without looking at each other. So you learn what works and what doesn't, and you better do what works.
Right.
You have to get to know your kid well enough to know what works and what doesn't. And obviously dinner is not going to be an option because you have football. So what's your next option? You have to fight like crazy. Like you said, fight for your marriage or it can die. If you don't fight for a relationship with your kid to leave the door open for communication, then I guess you're just not going to have any more communication. He's going to sin. He won't confess to you. So that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is sad. You know, so it's like having that deep conviction that we will make this work. It's not impossible. You can.
Yeah. And what an empty feeling to think, where was I? You know, yeah. What was I doing then? When stuff happens to our kids, it's like, I personally want to know that I've done everything I can.
Right.
And so, yes.
Do you have any practicals for the little ones? Like, Olivia's a year and a half, and I feel like trying to read the Bible to her is not productive right now.
Practicals for a year and a half.
Well, they make, you know how you read books? She probably likes to read a book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She likes her children's books. We had a, I saw it at church. I think the Chepettas own it, because I saw it sitting on the table, a Bible. The beginner's Bible, and it's square, it's white hardcover, it's about that thick. We still have it, and it's written really well,
like a little storybook. And so that's a good thing to read. And Brittany had her favorites in there. So you can always read that, and you can do one at a time and look at the pictures and stuff like that. Usually they like a lot of repeats. You know, we'd read about the plagues all the time. So it was kind of funny that the Jubilee was, you know, well, Kip preached on the plagues, and I thought, oh, this is Britt's favorite. But you know what we did was little skits. When they were little, you just go in the living room and do a little skit. And, like, Mommy could be mean to Daddy, and it hurts his feelings, you know, because that's what happens when you don't share. You know how, I mean, you could put all kinds of things into practice about not sharing or being mean or not looking someone in the eye or not listening or not helping or not coming when it's time to go. I mean, can't you think of probably 20 things right now that she needs to work on? Come, put your shoes on when you're told. Obedience. I mean, I bet I could name 50 things off the top of my head of little things that she could change.
Yeah.
So anyways, you guys could be the skit people, and she could even be one of the people. But you might want to sometimes make her the bad guy who gets her feelings hurt, and she won't like that. Or you can make her the good guy who feels really great because, you know, she maybe hurt your feelings, but then you do it the right way and it makes you happy, and then she's really happy because she made you happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then singing a lot.
Little, oh, lots of singing.
Lots of singing. They love.
And I need to make you that CD of all those kids' songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have it written down to do that for you. Yeah, and singing in the car. And we called our kids to be happy a lot. Are you happy? And one time someone questioned that because they thought we were teaching our kids how to just put on a happy face and not deal with the heart. But we really dealt a lot with the heart. Like, their discipline was, it always took time, quite a bit of time, because of dealing with their heart. We were all about the heart.
Yes.
And when we asked, are you happy? We totally meant the heart. Like, we're really keeping our eye on you, because if it's not from the heart, then it doesn't count.
Right. You can teach obedience and, you know, strict obedience, but if the heart behind it, the heart of respect for you, if you don't teach your kids character, respect, love, joy, those are all character issues. You know, happiness is you teach them how to be happy. Smile, yeah. But joy is something you teach from the heart. And usually joy comes from just having a change of attitude. So a lot of times, you know, if we could see the kids if they were into themselves, then it would be a time to talk about having a change of attitude. Well, how can you do that with a kid? Well, you teach him what he can be grateful for.
Yes.
What are the things that he can be grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
Or she.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't want to do is just teach the do's and the don'ts, because kids, they'll do, and they, you know, they'll do what you ask them to if you discipline them enough. But you really want to teach their hearts. You want to teach them to have great attitudes and a lot of respect. Now, those were the respect issue when our kids were growing up was huge. They had to respect everybody. They had to respect their teachers and obey their teachers the way they obeyed us. They had to respect the babysitter the way they respected us. I mean, that was the expectation. So, anybody else? Nope. Okay.
Gracias.
all of us together.